My name is Peter Stewart. On Twitter, you can follow me at Tweeter Stewart, TweeterStewart. And I've trained at the prestigious Central School of Speech and Drama in London, and also trained with, and indeed for, the BBC. Welcome to our series of daily episodes to help you read out loud better, to help you get a better voice, to help use that better voice to convince, to persuade, to entertain, to inform people who may be listening to you, whether it be on video, voiceovers, whether it be on radio, and whether it be on podcast, whatever it is. Maybe it's from a stage, maybe it's in day-to-day life, maybe you want a better voice to help you in the office or in your relationship. I can help you with this. We've had season one. Welcome to season two. And today we're talking about your natural read rate. You know, there's no correct speed to read. It's likely to be determined by several things. There's the amount you have to say, the time that you've got to say it in, the content of the script, and the energy that you're being asked to bring to that script. And we're going to be taking a look at each of those over the next few days. With a commercial voiceover, it may be that you're asked to say something like, probably the best lager in the world, and make it last 5 seconds, rather than I did there, about two. Or you might have a, 50-word terms and conditions statement to read at the end of an advert, and 10 seconds to say it in. So it's obvious how the number of words and the available duration will affect the speed of those words being said, as well as how they'll be said as well, has to be said, if you excuse the pun. You may also be directed to read a commercial, maybe for a luxury watch, at a slower pace than one for a family runabout hatchback. A news bulletin for a dance music station may, in general, have more pace than one for an easy listening format. So it's the context and it's the content in which that information is being delivered that will help determine, not overall, but will help determine the speed of the read. Tomorrow, more on a comfortable read rate, both for you as the reader, but also for the listener as well, as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.